Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. Hey, warmer days remind us of fond summer memories. Now you can make those moments year-round with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa by our friends at Master Spas, and that combines the leisure of a hot tub with the exercise benefits of a pool. Now, Master Spas technology is incredible with LED lighting, beautiful waterfalls, and those super powerful water jets installed in just one day. You're going to love it. Proudly made in America, use the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. That's masterspas.com for up to $1,000 off. You can exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand I trust, masterspas.com.
Across the board, we're doing better in places that we never thought we could.
Where?
All over. You name it. You name the state, we're doing better than we thought.
So Democrats produce mobs. Republicans produce jobs. That's called hashtag. That's a new hashtag. That's a hot one.
Holding them accountable. Sean gets the answers no one else does.
Freedom is back in style. Welcome. The revolution.
We burning down the night, shooting bullets at the moon, baby. This is how we roll.
Sean Hannity. The new Sean Hannity Show. More behind the scenes information on breaking news and more bold, inspired solutions for America.
T minus 13 days. 13
days. Until you decide the midterm elections
to keep America great.
All right, glad you're with us. 2 weeks from today, you will tune in and we will be discussing the election results. Could be a full-on complete victory all across the board. That would be Republicans hold the Senate, pick up a couple of seats. That's this would be my definition of a full, complete, utter repudiation of the Democrats, and they deserve it. You can have a split decision, which would be Republicans win the Senate and pick up a couple of seats in the Senate, but they barely lose the House of Representatives majority. And then a bad, bad day 2 weeks from now would be Speaker-elect Pelosi, Senate majority-elect Schumer. That would be an unmitigated disaster. I really can't spin that one for you in any way. So the good news is it's not 2 weeks from now. It's not the morning after the night before. It's not the day after Election Day. And you still have the power. A lot of early voting going on in early states. It shows a slight advantage for Republicans in terms of early voting in a lot of important states. But every single House seat matters. There are 435 House seats in play. Every one of them matters. Every one of them counts. Some count more than others. There's about six seats in Southern California that really count a lot. A lot of seats in Minnesota that are going to play a big role in this. Believe it or not, New York and New Jersey have Republican seats that have got to be held on to. They are very important. Pennsylvania is showing up to be very important. Michigan and Wisconsin and Ohio are important. And Florida is always important. And right now we've got a dogfight for Senate down in Florida and a dogfight for governor. And I have no idea why Gillum, you know, the media has turned him into, you know, a god down there, and they're not doing any vetting of their record. Sounds, you know, it's like what they do with Elizabeth Warren. It's like what they do with Bernie Sanders or Barack Obama. They don't vet these people. Our top story of the day should scare everybody that has a heart, a soul, believes in goodness, humanity, and part of the story should anger a lot of you because of the media and who they are and what they do and how they want to blame people that are not responsible for what we've been watching unfold today. On almost every broadcast, especially, we have been covering it heavily. I have been warning almost daily, repeatedly, someone is gonna get hurt or worse if these mobs don't stop what they're doing. Now, the mobs in the cases I was talking about, you know, let's, through the prism of what we know today, suspicious packages, pipe bombs that have been sent to Obama and the Clintons, apparently, and CNN and others. How many times yesterday on this program, there was a story about George Soros. Apparently, some device had been put in his mailbox. And I listen, what did I say about George Soros yesterday? Well, I actually have it on tape. Let me say what I said yesterday when it broke, when the story broke. Apparently, an explosive device was found near at George Soros' home in his mailbox, the New York Times reported. You know, billionaire, leftist, globalist. Now, George Soros doesn't like Sean Hannity, and he funds a lot of groups that would love this show to go away. But I want to be clear with everybody. This crap has got to stop. This crap has got to stop. This is, you know, we have an election in 13 days. And on almost, you could see this building and building and building and building. Rand Paul was very outspoken. Somebody is going to get killed. I was the person saying during the Kavanaugh hearings, hey, we've got to clear the halls. So one of these senators is going to end up getting assaulted or worse. You got to clear the halls. You can't let these activists, you know, getting in the faces, spitting at Lindsey Graham, holding up elevators, screaming at senators. You can't let this continue because it's obvious what's going to happen to somebody. And I haven't heard any of my colleagues on the left warning that this is a bad thing. I didn't hear a lot of people on the left all that upset that Sarah Sanders and her children were run out of a restaurant. And then they go to another restaurant and they were followed over there for crying out loud. Or the video of Secretary Nielsen. She's just sitting and eating a meal and these left-wing lunatics screaming at Secretary Nielsen until she has to get up and walk out of the restaurant. We have the video of Pam Bondi. She was going to a movie for crying out loud and what she had to go through with a left-wing mob. And then, of course, Senator Ted Cruz and his wife, Heidi, they go to sit down at a restaurant. They are run out, right? And they get right in your grill, right in your face. You know, it's an amazing thing that they keep doing this to women or guys that are with their wives. It culminated this weekend. This is now the fourth time that Senator McConnell has now had to deal with this. He's just sitting in a restaurant with his wife, Elaine Chao. They're just eating. That's all they're doing. He's not working. He's on his off time. Some guy comes literally right up to the table, boom, bangs on the table, and then rips off some of the food from the table, opens the restaurant door, which is adjacent to the seat where Mitch McConnell is, and throws the guy's food out in the street, and then starts screaming at the top of his lungs. And then, of course, Kevin McCarthy's office gets hit with a boulder busting his office window, and I didn't hear anybody condemning any of this. Certainly during the Kavanaugh hearings, nobody on the left said a word about their leftist activists. They loved the pressure that they were putting on Jeff Flake and other people there. They didn't say Dianne Feinstein wasn't speaking out. Lindsey Graham getting spit on. Nobody's speaking out. These incidents that have happened to these conservative women, I don't see the coverage hour by hour, second by second. You know, but if Donald Trump calls the news media fake news, and they do give you fake news, there is some truth to fake news. And they just hate Trump 24/7. You should have seen yesterday the graphics, because he said, I'm not a globalist. I'm an American first nationalist. Well, does that mean that he's a racist? Is he a white nationalist? No, he said he's a nationalist. And his policies, the irony is all of the failure and the disproportionate failure under Obama's policies towards African Americans, Hispanic Americans, Asian Americans, and women in the workplace, they were disproportionately impacted by the horrific policies of Barack Obama. He sat there for 8 years, did nothing to curb the violence, even in his own home city, where people are dying. Now you have a few famous people that have had these suspicious packages that have been sent. And let me be very clear. You know, leading up to this, I have been saying this is not going to end well. Somebody's going to get hurt. I don't want anybody hurt. I don't want any Democrat hurt. I don't want any Republican hurt. I don't want any American hurt. I don't want anyone in the caravan hurt. You know, it ought not be a crisis precipitated at the border, because Mexico allows people to march, 3,000 miles up to the United States. You want to avoid confrontations like this if you can. So we had a pipe bomb, suspicious packages sent to the Clintons' home in Chappaqua. Similar package to Obama's home, one to CNN New York headquarters. And apparently the one yesterday at George Soros's home in Westchester, New York, suspicious package sent to Debbie Wasserman Schultz's office. They're investigating one that might have gone to Maxine Waters' office. You know, with all the rhetoric from Spartacus, get in their face, hold her, kick them. They go low, we kick them. Hillary Clinton, we can't be civil with them unless, of course, we win. You know, Maxine, what did she say? Get a crowd. If you see them, you get a crowd. You follow them in restaurants and department stores and gas stations. And you tell them they're not wanted anywhere anymore. And watching it happen to all these Republicans. Does any of this, you know, we don't know what the intentions are. A lot of people are speculating what the intentions are. Let me be very clear. I know firsthand what all of this is like. My thoughts and prayers go out to anybody that has to deal with this today. I've had similar incidences of security in my life. You know, Linda, you know, somebody that we both care for very, very dearly, a girl that worked for us for years. She's been on the radio occasionally. You know, remember when we had the white powder sent to Fox News? And she literally had to spend an entire 8-9 hours in isolation. Because we thought at the time it was anthrax that was sent. I don't get packages anymore in my life. And far worse in terms of threats. It's sad, but if you're in the public eye, this happens more than I will disclose here. It's not about me today. But I know many other conservatives that have had the same thing happen. If you go back just 3 weeks ago, maybe people weren't as alarmed then. Because from the minute the news broke this morning, the media has gone wall to wall with reports of suspicious packages and, you know, that were sent to the Clintons, Obama, Eric Holder is another one. And, you know, I think it's a huge story. I do. It's a scary story. But if you go back just 3 weeks ago, how many of you even know that ricin letters, deadly ricin letters, were actually sent to President Trump, Defense Secretary James Mattis, our FBI Director Christopher Wray, our CIA Director Gina Haspel, and other top officials. In fact, that story got so little coverage that I barely remembered it until I saw a report on one of the websites earlier today that it was only 3 weeks ago that that had happened here. And then, of course, we can take it back to the shooting when Steve Scalise nearly lost his life And to this day, he struggles and has had so many operations, they barely were able to save this guy's life that day. But for the heroism of two brave Capitol police officers that took on a guy with a rifle that had cover and walked in the middle of a baseball field, it's almost a suicide mission to defend people. I never saw such heroism. It was amazing. But you think of the rhetoric that we've been hearing and the buildup to all of this, and everyone else has been silent. This isn't about left or right. When we found out that that Scalise's shooter happened to be a Bernie Sanders supporter, Sean Hannity didn't go on the air and say, "See, I blame Bernie." I did the opposite. You can't hold Bernie Sanders responsible for the actions of one of his nutty supporters. He's not responsible for that. But the media today and their reaction to this is so over the top, so outrageous, so disgustingly partisan. They're so quick to blame President Trump, Fox News, talk radio. You got this NBC reporter saying that these packages shouldn't be written off as the work of an extremist fringe, but rather mainstream Republican media outlets like Fox News and talk radio. You know, this jackass maybe needs to go back and hear my history, because I've got the tapes when Obama was president. Whenever there was any threat to the president, when the guy walked in the White House, that we've got to protect our president. Doesn't matter what their politics are. We've got to protect all our politicians, retired politicians. And they purposefully do this for cheap political points. My answer is, I want everybody safe. Everybody needs to stop. And the silence, if there's been silence, it has been from the left. As we've watched women repeatedly run out of restaurants and people, you know, confronted in public, marching orders given by leaders of the Democratic Party, not the Republican Party. It's so outrageous. Who is this Ben Collins? I feel like suing somebody like him and ramming the tapes that I have defending people and telling people to never act like this right up his, you know what, in a court of law, because he's a liar. You know, 88% of financially successful people read at least 30 minutes per day. Now, reading is the ultimate secret to success, and lots of world-class successful people credit their success directly to reading. Now, if you're like me, the list of books you want to read or those people suggest you read is never ending, and it's always expanding. Now, the problem is there's no time to read, right? Well, our sponsor, Blinkist, has solved your long list of must-reads once and for all. Blinkist is the only app that takes thousands of best-selling nonfiction books and breaks them down to their most impactful elements so you can read or listen to them in under 15 minutes all on your phone. And with Blinkist, you will expand your knowledge and learn more in just 15 minutes than you can almost any other way. Plus, you can listen anywhere. Now, I just downloaded the Blinkist app. I love it. I like to listen when I'm in the car or when I have free time, if I'm just cooking dinner or something. It doesn't matter. Now, my personal recommendation, check out Greg Jarrett's new book, The Russian Hoax. Now, there's so much to know about this Russian investigation, and Blinkist, they make it simple and easy for you to get these critical elements from the book. 5 million people are now using Blinkist to expand their minds 15 minutes at a time, and you can get started today. And right now, for a limited time, Blinkist has a special offer just for our audience. Go to Blinkist.com/Hannity to start your free 7-day trial. That's Blinkist, spelled Blinkist.com/Hannity to start your free 7-day trial. You can cancel at any time. Blinkist.com/Hannity.
He never stops working for the good of the country. Sean Hannity with behind-the-scenes information on today's breaking news. Hannity is on right now.
All right, 25 till the top of the hour, 13 days till the all-important midterm elections. And, of course, our top story today, and we have other issues we're going to get to, including new tape that has been shot undercover that really exposes Heidi Heitkamp and North Dakota. Literally, she's, quote, she'll be a super liberal if reelected. That's what they're caught saying on tape. you know, she'd be bolder if she's reelected and everything else. Just like Bredesen in Tennessee, just like Claire McCaskill in Missouri. Now we got Heidi Heitkamp acting one way before an election and trying to bamboozle the people in these states. You know, it's one of the things that I'm not surprised at, but because it's all too predictable. And that is this rush to judgment. Now that we have what looks like suspicious packages, some powder, maybe pipe bombs, all of this is going to be vetted out in the days to come. The president has reacted very strongly today, let off an opioid bill signing event at the White House. And he was with the vice president. He retweeted the vice president's comments on the emergency and condemning the bomb-like incidents and online statements as media outlets, left-wing politicians, you know, around the country. We've got to protect our politicians. They're getting suspicious packages in the mail. We know that this has happened to Donald Trump's family. We know it recently happened to Don Jr. and his family. We know that it has happened. Just Rice and letters were sent to Trump and Mattis and Ray and Haspel just 3 weeks ago. And I frankly don't really remember any of the coverage in that particular case. There is an assumption here because it is CNN and it is Obama and Holder and Debbie Wasserman Schultz and the Clintons. The assumption is that this is political, which, by the way, is probably, you know, some fringe person out there somewhere. It could very well be. And obviously the temperature has been hot as we've been hearing Democrats say they can't be civil and kick them, and we watch mobs confronting Republicans all over the country every day. And not one Democrat that I know has spoken out and said, stop attacking Sarah Sanders, Secretary Nielsen. Stop confronting people like Pam Bondi. Stop confronting Henry Kissinger. Stop throwing boulders through the office of Kevin McCarthy. I mean, we've been watching this on a regular basis. You know, it's a very scary thing for anybody to have to live through. What's amazing, again, is to watch the professionalism of our law enforcement. I mean, I've known people on the bomb squad and on the NYPD. They have their absolute finest in the country as they did their work today. And we've had no incident so far at all. We don't know if they're live. We'll get updates, I'm sure, throughout the day. Now, the president says we cannot tolerate these cowardly acts. I strongly condemn all of those who choose violence. First Lady said as much as well. The president said the safety of the American people is my highest and absolute priority. Said the full weight of our government is being deployed to conduct this investigation and bring those responsible for these despicable acts to justice. We will spare no resources or expense in this effort. And I just want to tell you that in these times, we have to unify. We have to come together and we have to send one very clear, strong, unmistakable message that acts or threats of political violence of any kind have no place in the USA. And he concluded by touting his statement condemning the egregious threats, et cetera, and more is coming. But that's not what you got in the media, right? Almost instantaneously. Some NBC News reporter named Ben Collins. Well, Soros, Obama, and the Clintons have been viewed as the root of all evil on talk radio and Fox News for over a decade. Why don't you just say Fox News and talk radio did it? I mean, this rush to judge. We don't know who did it. We have nobody has a clue who did this. What I can tell you, it's no sane, rational conservative or Republican that I would ever want to be friends with. Or any conservative I know would want to be friends with. But it's just so typical, the rush to judgment. They want to believe what they want to believe because they want the political narrative. What's so hypocritical, the same people that have been tone deaf and silent to what has been unfolding now in this country for a month. How many women have been confronted in restaurants, movie theaters? How many times has this happened with, you know, the chanting in the restaurants with politicians and their wives, even this weekend with McConnell. It's happened twice to Ted Cruz. Over at conspiracy TV, MSNBC, they're just despicable. Insinuating the suspicious packages can be tied back to Trump himself. and that the intended recipients have all been criticized by the president. You've got to be kidding me. This is how twisted. Let's just take the rhetoric of who they are every day. Well, just last night alone, I played a bunch of tapes of, you know, lower thirds of the president. He's a liar. He's a this. He's a lawyer. Fraud. This.
I'm sorry. The president flat out lied, saying Congress was working on a plan and they were coming back before the election. He gets caught in the lie. He changes his story again and says we're going to get to it eventually. The president thinks you're stupid. The president thinks people are stupid.
We're officially, it appears, in a fact-free zone.
President Trump tries to play to his base with outright falsehoods.
He's not even trying to hide his lies anymore. He's just bleh, putting them all out there. He's spreading a lot of lies about non-white people.
This is all you hear every single day from the mainstream media. Lies about white. Look, this is every election season. You get it. Now, we did have an incident, if you recall, when Steve Scalise and others, the shooting took place on the ball field. And I remember saying, and I asked my staff to go back and find it. What did I say when we found out that the gunman or the person responsible for the shooting that nearly killed Steve Scalise was a Bernie Sanders supporter? This is what I said.
Now, I'm not going to do what the left does here. Bernie Sanders is not responsible for what one of his stupid supporters have to say. Because most Bernie Sanders supporters are not violent and not out there trying to kill Republicans. And Bernie said he was sickened by the entire, you know, anti-GOP massacre here. All right. And I believe him. So it's Ryan, McCarthy, and Scalise.
Scalise. Right. And this individual, this assailant that we're now getting the information on that you just shared, by his own, and Bernie Sanders took to the floor of the Senate to condemn it because he was a Sanders supporter, supposedly.
But you know what?
But you know what?
I don't blame Bernie Sanders.
Of course not. They would blame us.
They would blame us.
Yes, of course. That's
Bill
point.
Clinton. I want to say, you know, Rush Limbaugh on the radio and Oklahoma City bombing, and, you know, these guys have been out there working him up in a frenzy, and look what happened.
Well, this is because these guys are convinced, the left, that by ratcheting up their rhetoric, that they can get away with it and they get a free pass. Nobody, it doesn't matter if they do it. So here's what you have today, right here in Washington, D.C. An attempted assassination. I hope it's not, and I'm praying that, you know, he's in, as we know, Sean, he is in very serious, very, very critical
situation. It was reported earlier that he was upgraded to critical condition.
Yeah, not upgraded from critical to good, but he's in critical, is what they said.
Well, he was in stable. He was in stable condition.
All right, you get the point of what I did back. You can't blame Bernie for that. Nor can you blame any conservative. We don't know what the motivation is. It's all conjecture. And now it's being used as a political weapon to bludgeon talk radio, Fox, and Trump. It's just outrageous. Because that's not who we are. Well, you know, what did I say yesterday about George Soros? I won't play it again now, but I said, hey, this has to stop. George Soros spends millions of dollars paying groups to get me off the air. That's not how we settle political differences. You know, and his son is out there apparently blaming Donald Trump. Donald Trump is not responsible for packages that might have bombs and anthrax or ricin in it. It's ridiculous. You know, let me play Hillary Clinton today and Hillary Clinton just, a week ago. Let's just compare.
You cannot be civil with a political party that wants to destroy what you stand for, what you care about. Only thing that the Republicans seem to recognize and respect is strength.
And it's a time of deep divisions, and we have to do everything we can to bring our country together.
I thought we weren't supposed to be civil. Whoopsie daisy, a week later. I'm listening to Andrew Cuomo, the governor of New York. You know, we must be civil. We're Americans. All right. That's not what he was saying a while back when he talked about conservatives that live in New York. People like me. Listen.
Their problem is not me and the Democrats. Their problem is themselves. Who are they? Are they these extreme conservatives who are right to life, a poor assault weapon, anti-gay? Is that who they are? Because if that's who they are, and if they are the extreme conservatives, they have no place in the state of New York. So this, because that's not who New Yorkers are.
And at the end of the day, we may have political differences, but this is one country. We're all Americans. E pluribus unum, out of many, one. And keeping the debate and the dialogue civil is very, very important. And for elected leaders, who in many ways set the tone, it is especially important.
Oh, they're not New Yorkers. There's no place in the state of New York if you're pro-life, pro-Second Amendment. I happen to be libertarian on issues involving sexuality, so it's not my issue. You know, I just, very different tone, isn't it? I'm going to tell you a little story. So I've had this, and Linda lived through this, and Linda, you know, was still very great friends with Elise, who worked for me for a long time, and she went on to bigger and better things, and we're really proud of her and happy for her, and she's a friend of our program. We just saw her in Washington when we were last there, right?
Yep, we just saw her.
It was like 9 hours when we had what we thought was potentially anthrax sent to my office at Fox, right?
Yeah, it was actually a little bit more between how long they held her over.
And the sad thing is, and she was in isolation, she was alone, we couldn't talk to her even. It was just horrible for her.
Yeah, I mean, she was cordoned off. We went to the hospital, they wouldn't let us in, we couldn't see her, because they didn't know if it was anthrax, ricin, what was it, if it was contagious. Yeah.
I mean this with all my heart. I can't stand CNN's reporting. I think it's fake news, but I feel sorry for the people over at CNN today. I've lived through this. And Linda... On a scale of 1 to 10, the anthrax incident being a 1, how many 10s have we had in the course of my career that you know about?
I mean, you know, we got 10 death threats today via letter.
Yeah. I mean, and it's just a horrible thing. There was one particular person at another network, I won't say who was going through a very bad time and going through a lot of threats. And I picked up the phone, don't agree with this person at all, and I explained everything that I've been through and tried to give my best advice. I mean, this person was upset, had to leave their house. They had young kids. This person, you know, had a family. And, you know, it's hard. It's unfortunately part of the environment we live in. And that's why I don't understand why there's been so much silence about chasing people out of restaurants and attacking people in restaurants. You know, if somebody bangs on your table in a restaurant, that's an assault. That guy should have been arrested.
Or shows up at your house, or spits on you, or threatens you, or follows you.
I've had all the above. And it's very, very, very difficult. And how many times have I said, keep Obama safe when he was president? We got to keep our politicians safe. Whoever did this is not a conservative in the sense that maybe they think they are, but they're not anybody I want anything to do with, or any conservative wants anything to do with. But this rush to judgment, we don't know a thing yet. Who's responsible by a media that trying to exploit it for political gain when it is a serious, significant threat. They're going to say, well, the president says fake news. Well, they are fake news. You know, truth is, words are very different than actions. Just like Bernie Sanders says incendiary things to me, that sound incendiary to me. But, you know, he's not responsible because a nut that supports him. It's unbelievable. The hypocrisy. How many of you know, how many have reported that 3 weeks ago, ricin letters were sent to the president and to Secretary of Defense Mattis and to our FBI Director Wray and to our CIA Director Gina Haspel? Anybody even hear about that? I didn't hear a lot of concern from people on the left when Don Jr., when he had gone through that. And by the way, that's nothing compared to the threats. People are getting these. This is happening every day. This is a very, very dangerous political environment. Everybody needs to take a deep breath. You don't like, you want Nancy Pelosi as speaker? Go vote for her. You want Chuck Schumer to be Senate majority? You have the ability to go vote. You want so-and-so as governor? Go vote. Keep your hands to yourself and leave people, if they're in public, alone. Or at least leave the women alone. Can we leave Pam Bondi alone? And Secretary Nielsen and Sarah Sanders and her kids alone? If Ted Cruz is out with his wife, can you leave them alone? Leave his wife alone? You want to? If I'm sitting alone or with a group of my guy friends, you're free to come up and have at it. How's that? Unbelievable. Whatever happened to, you know, some decency? 800-941-SHAWN, our toll-free telephone number. A lot of ground to get to today. James O'Keefe, new tape on Heidi Heitkamp. Chris Kobach, who's running for governor in Kansas. Great choice for the people of Kansas. Sean Spicer coming up. You're going to meet a... we're also going to check in with Commissioner Bernie Kerik, former NYPD commissioner, Dan Bongino. We'll talk about the latest here. You know, 88% of financially successful people read at least 30 minutes per day. Now, reading is the ultimate secret to success, and lots of world-class successful people credit their success directly to reading. Now, if you're like me, the list of books you want to read or those people suggest you read is never-ending, and it's always expanding. Now, the problem is there's no time to read, right? Well, our sponsor, Blinkist, has solved your long list of must-reads once and for all. Blinkist is the only app that takes thousands of best-selling nonfiction books and breaks them down to their most impactful elements so you can read or listen to them in under 15 minutes all on your phone. And with Blinkist, you will expand your knowledge and learn more in just 15 minutes than you can almost any other way. Plus, you can listen anywhere. Now, I just downloaded the Blinkist app. I love it. I like to listen when I'm in the car or when I have free time, if I'm just cooking dinner or something. It doesn't matter. Now, my personal recommendation, check out Greg Jarrett's new book, The Russian Hoax. Now, there's so much to know about this Russian investigation, and Blinkist, they make it simple and easy for you to get these critical elements from the book. 5 million people are now using Blinkist to expand their minds 15 minutes at a time, and you can get started today. And right now, for a limited time, Blinkist has a special offer just for our audience. Go to Blinkist.com/Hannity to start your free 7-day trial. That's Blinkist, spelled Blinkist.com/Hannity to start your free 7-day trial. You can cancel at any time. Blinkist.com/Hannity. By the way, we have a new poll 13 days out. West Virginia and their Senate race is in play. New poll showing that the challenger to Joe Manchin, Patrick Morrissey, is inching ahead of Joe Manchin. And here's Joe Manchin's problem, and I give him credit for voting for Kavanaugh. The problem is everything else he votes with the Democrats on. He's going to vote for Chuck Schumer to be the Senate Majority Leader. The poll commissioned by the NRSC, the National Republican Senatorial Committee, now has Morrissey, the state attorney general of West Virginia, leading Manchin 44-42. You have a libertarian in that race like Indiana. Don't waste your votes on libertarians this year in these tough Senate races. And that's 3%. That would go directly to Patrick Morrissey. We need to get him on the program, Linda. And we're going to pay close attention to that race because, frankly, the person that saved West Virginia and the coal mining industry is Donald Trump. All right, we continue our top story, and that is we now are following suspicious packages, pipe bombs, powders being sent to politicians. Yesterday it started with Soros, and then we have, there was one report today that, in fact, Andrew Cuomo had some suspicious package. It turned out not to be suspicious. But to the Clintons, Obama, Eric Holder, et cetera. And I will say this, the NYPD bomb squad is one of the best in the entire world, and they were able to safely remove these items from where they were. And now these buildings, as I understand it, are back up and open again. This is something that many of us that are in the public eye have experienced. I was telling the story in the last hour where white powder was mailed to me at Fox. You know, a lot of you think I'm rude and I don't return mail. It's not that. It's just we used to. But we don't get it anymore, just the way, sadly, things are. And it's been that way for many, many years. And that's frankly, one of the least or the more minor threats that I've had in being in the public eye. It's unfortunate. It's the state of affairs when Bernie Sanders supporter shot up Steve Scalise. I played it in the last hour. I'm not going to blame Bernie Sanders. Well, you see what's happening today. You know, the president, because he says fake news is fake news, doesn't mean he wants some lunatic to act like they did today. We've been watching, and no Democrat, they've been silent as women have been assaulted, literally, and confronted like Pam Bondi and Secretary Nielsen and Sarah Sanders and her kids, for crying out loud. And the same with Ted Cruz and his wife. We saw it over the weekend with Mitch McConnell and his wife, Elaine Chao. And we saw Boulder being thrown through Speaker or House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy's office window. We showed you that last night. We've been showing you the absolute insanity that's been breaking out around the country, and we've been playing the rhetoric. Corey Spartacus Booker, get in their face. Hillary Clinton, you can't be civil. Eric Holder, kick them. Maxine Waters, repeatedly, you know, create a crowd, confront them in restaurants, department stores, gas stations. They're not wanted anywhere anymore. And now today, the media is quick as well. It's talk radio's fault. It's Fox News's fault. This is Trump's fault. No, it would be, you know, the rhetoric on the left and all these incidents. I don't hear a single person speak out ever. We, you know, here's the fact. Nobody right now knows anything about who's responsible for and whether or not these were actual bombs. That's not even been confirmed yet. Maybe they're meant to look like bombs. Maybe the white powder was meant to look like ricin or some type of other, you know, poison. We don't know yet. We knew 3 weeks ago ricin letters were sent to President Trump, Secretary of Defense Mattis, FBI Director Wray, CIA Director Gina Haspel. That we know. Anyway, former NYPD Commissioner Bernie Kerig is with us. His book, by the way, is phenomenal. The Grave Above the Grave, Commissioner of the Police Department of New York. I call him Commish. Dan Bongino, former Secret Service agent. His best-selling book is out now. It's called Spygate. Welcome both of you to the program today. The president condemning whoever is responsible for sending these items. And even then, he's getting criticized. You know, you would think listening to the media that it was him who sent them. And meanwhile, they've been silent with all these public confrontations. Bernie, look, I've lived in New York a long time. It's been a while. I don't get mail anymore, but I've had the white powder scare. I had an assistant of mine quarantined for about 9 hours while they were testing out whether anthrax spores were in the package. It turned out, thankfully, that was not the case. We saw that a lot after 9/11.
Yeah, you know what, Sean? This kind of reminds me of that because after 9/11, I think it was the first month anniversary after 9/11, we actually got anthrax at City Hall. We got it at ABC, NBC. I remember getting a call from Tom Brokaw's producers. And this is what that reminds me of. However, people have to keep in mind right now, we don't know if these packages, these devices are real. We don't know who sent them, what the purpose was. We're going to hear about a lot of false alarms in the next 2 days, perhaps. But I would, and I think Dan may agree with me here, I would predict, given that they found these devices and they got them without detonating them, I predict they're going to have somebody, they're going to have a target suspect within the next 2 or 3 days.
What makes you think that, Bernie?
Well, listen, when you detonate this stuff, you know, you blow it to pieces, it's harder to collect the evidence that you could send through a forensic machine, right? So now you have the package itself, the mailer, the stamps, the writing, the device inside. They're going to break this stuff down.
Remember how long it took to find the Unabomber? Remember that case?
Yeah, but you know what, Sean? Times are different. Times are different. Technology is different.
Yeah.
The mailing system is different. There's so many packages. This is a benefit to law enforcement right now.
In other words, they have more packages. And look, on the surface, it would look like Dan Bongino. Okay, it's going to Democrats, it's going to a liberal CNN. That people might think, well, this might be right off the top of their head. Their first suspect would be, well, it might be some radical conservative, but we don't know that. We don't know anything right now.
No, and there's a lot.
And by the way, I wouldn't even call them. They wouldn't be a conservative. They'd be an anarchist if they were.
Yeah, I mean, this is going to be condemned as it should be by everybody. I mean, no one incentivizes, no one with a straight face, acceptable and polite conversation, incentivizes violence on public officials. And anyone who does is a moron and a savage. I think there's a period full stop there. But with regard to the Unabomber thing, Sean, you're right. It did take them a long time. But remember, with the Unabomber, he was a little more tactically, strategically devious. He would send those bombs, and there'd be an extended period of time between each one where he actually developed new kind of, let's say, ways to put those and construct those bombs together. It was very difficult. With this, they're basically, 0-for-8 in detonations, whoever this was who may have done this. So it's going to be really hard for them not to have left behind in any of these multiple devices any clues. But there's a part of me that believes, Sean, that this person or persons wanted to be caught. I mean, some of the stuff is so amateurish, Sean. I'll give you a quick example. I mean, one of these devices sent to CNN was addressed to John Brennan, who doesn't work at CNN. I mean, this is not hard to figure out. You just go to the internet and you can figure out that John Brennan's an NBC comedian. He's not a CNN contributor. This is just basic stuff. I mean, think about it. If you were enough of a savage and an animal to want to hurt someone or hurt someone in a mail processing facility, you think you'd do like basic homework like that. So it's very amateurish. The construction of it, from my experience in this, is amateurish as well. And, I agree with the former commissioner that I think it'll be a matter of a few days before someone or a group of people are caught. I hope they are, by the way.
Everybody hopes they are. And, usually these things come in rapid succession, Commissioner, and I would expect that might be the case here, although it seems to have slowed down at least for today.
Well, listen, it started on Monday with Soros,
right?
And then you had a number of these things come in today. We'll see what happens tomorrow. Like I said, we're also going to hear a lot of false alarms in the aftermath of the anthrax attacks in New York City. We got hundreds just in New York City. There were hundreds and hundreds of false alarms over the next 2 weeks. So we'll hear about that. But, I agree with Dan. I think within a couple of days, they're going to have a target, at least, somebody they're looking at, because there's just way too much here that's been captured.
Wouldn't you first be looking for some radical fringe? We often, after these, for example, school shootings, find that people telegraph what they're going to do ahead of time. I've got to assume here that maybe that would be the case as well, that this is some type of radical extremist that maybe doesn't like certain politicians. Or could it be in reverse? I mean, you just don't know, right?
Now, given you're right, one, your analysis of the school shooting is absolutely correct. The Secret Service did an exhaustive study on that, Sean, and that is exactly what they discovered, that a lot of these people engaged in this targeted violence, even political violence, political assassinations. That's why the Secret Service, ironically, got into analyzing school shootings through the National Threat Assessment Center. They found very similar patterns of behavior, the telegraphing, which you just described correctly. So it wouldn't surprise me, again, given what I see. Based on, again, I haven't analyzed these devices, but having seen what the press has put out and what's in the media, they seem to be very amateurish devices, as if almost someone either didn't know what they were doing and weren't sophisticated enough, thankfully, to successfully pull this off. Again, thank God. Or they somehow wanted to get caught, like we saw in that bombing in Austin, where it just seemed to be so ridiculously amateurish that they almost weren't even trying to hide it. It's just a very bizarre. This whole case is very bizarre. Even look, Sean, at something like the packaging. Notice the oversized typing in the pictures the media's put out about these devices. I mean, you're basically telegraphing to anyone who's done this kind of stuff, like me and the commissioner who has some experience in the space, look, this package is suspicious. Here's this big oversized typing. It's just, there's something odd about this.
Where would you start, Sean, Commissioner? Where would you start?
Well, listen, there's one other thing that we haven't mentioned, and that is, what if it's a hoax? What if not one of these devices are real? What if they're not real at all, and this person, lunatic, whoever it is, just wanted to stir commotion and intimidate? That is a good possibility, given what Dan's saying, the amateur look of the packages. I would, I'd be skeptical, and I'd wait on the outcome of the forensics. and the EOD people to see what they find in the devices themselves.
So what you're really saying is what we should do in all cases is never rush to judgment. That's what you're saying.
Absolutely.
And I agree with you.
Let the investigators do their job. You got the best of the best. The Joint Terrorist Task Force in New York City is the best in the country. Consists of the FBI, a number of federal agencies, including the Secret Service, ATF. You've got the NYPD and the New York State Police. Let them do their job. Let them do their investigation. They're going to identify the suspect, and I'm confident they're going to have somebody in handcuffs rather soon.
All right. Thank you both. Commissioner Bernie Kerik, thank you. And Dan Bongino, always a pleasure. 800-941-SHAWN is our toll-free telephone number. When we come back, we're going to get to your calls. We also have Sean Spicer, Chris Kobach, who's a candidate for governor in Kansas. He'd be a great governor for Kansas. James O'Keefe with new video, this time Heidi Heitkamp undercover. Listen, I am a big supporter of the Second Amendment, your right to keep and bear arms, defend your home, defend your family. And that's where the USCCA comes in, because they're the best at what they do. Don't forget their free gun giveaway to responsible gun owners and those of us that believe in the right to protect our families. Now, all you have to do to sign up is go to defendfamily.com, or you can simply pull out your cell phone and text the word PROTECT, P-R-O-T-E-C-T, PROTECT, to 87222, 24 chances to win. You decide which gun you'd like to win, and you could win one by as early as tonight. But remember, there's not a lot of time. It disappears at midnight, and they're almost gone. You want to hurry. Your big chance to win maybe the gun of your dreams. Just text out the word PROTECT, P-R-O-T-E-C-T, at 87222. Get entered. Win your right to a gun right now, and you can win one by tonight. That's from our friends at the USCCA. And don't forget to check out the information they provide responsible gun owners for gun safety and gun protection. We'll continue.
When fake news gives you lies, Hannity supplies the truth. Sean Hannity is on right now.
All right, Sean Spicer, Chris Kobach, who is the candidate for governor in Kansas, James O'Keefe, all coming up in the course of the program today. Hitting the phones, we say hi to Eddie in St. Petersburg. What's up, Eddie? How are you? Glad you called, sir.
Hey, Sean, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Not bad. Hey, listen, I'm just an average guy that brings home my five figures a year, right? If I see a public official out, I'm going to go up and speak to him and tell him my mind. I'm constitutionally guaranteed that right. But I'm not guaranteed a right to send him bombs in the mail. That's illegal.
I totally agree with you. But you have a right. Let me tell you what we shouldn't have either. If Sarah Sanders and her family want to sit down and eat dinner, she's not working. Leave her alone. If Pam Bondi wants to see a movie, leave her alone. If Secretary Nielsen is eating a private dinner and groups of people are running them out of the restaurant, I don't want that either. I don't want Secretary McConnell and his wife, some guy banging hard fists on his table and throwing his food out either. Or Ted Cruz being run out with his wife out of a restaurant. I don't think Democratic candidates ought to be talking about kicking and incivility. I don't think we should be hearing about creating crowds and getting in their face and telling people they don't want anybody anywhere anymore either. I'm sure you agree with me, right? I'm asking, do you agree with that? It's a simple question.
I guess no answer.
I guess he hung up. Too hard a question. Craig, you have 30 seconds. Craig, go. Go ahead, Craig, real quick.
Oh, hey, Sean, great, fantastic. Listen, big honor. I was blessed enough to go to the rally the other night here in Houston, and it was just amazing to hear President Trump speak in person. It gave me so much hope because my sister brought my little nephew, and a 13-year-old kid who hung on every single word that President Trump had to say. And
you know what's great about that? Because you get to see the energy in action. It's a force of nature to help make this country better than it is.
exposing the Pelosi party's chaos and corruption all day, every day. This is the Sean Hannity Show.
People who enter the United States without our permission are illegal aliens, and illegal aliens should not be treated the same as people who entered the U.S. legally. The
president's decision to end DACA was heartless and it was brainless.
When we use phrases like undocumented workers, we convey a message to the American people that their government is not serious about combating illegal immigration.
Hundreds of thousands of families will be ripped apart.
If you don't think it's illegal, you're not going to say it. I think it is illegal and wrong.
Tens of thousands of American businesses will lose hardworking employees.
And the argument there, Mr. President, is Americans don't want to do the work. We just can't find American workers to do the work. Mr. President, that is a crock in many instances. It's just not true.
In my view, Trump's decision to end the DACA program for some 800,000 young people is the cruelest and most ugly presidential act in the modern history of this country. I cannot think of one single act which is uglier and more cruel.
It's amazing, by the way, to hear this tape. The leaders of the Democratic Party, of course, that was then in Obama's years when it was politically expedient. But what have they evolved into? The party of sanctuary cities, sanctuary states, the party of open borders, the party of lawlessness, the party of, oh, we've got to show Kamala Harris, we've got to show the caravan compassion. Well, what does that mean? We're just going to allow 15,000, maybe more people to just walk right across our border, totally defying the rule of law, our sovereignty, our constitution, no respect for borders. And what we will take on the burden of the financial burden for health care and education, in some cases, maybe criminal justice. We're paying billions every year now. And the point at some point, you know, when you really think about however this ends up, this is a group of people that have made a decision to break American laws, violate our sovereignty, disrespect our constitutional republic. If you allow this to stand, there's no law in order. There's total chaos. All right, we're following that story. And of course, the other top story of the day, and that is individuals, CNN and now Maxine Waters and Eric Holder and Obama's and Clinton's being targeted with suspicious packages. And what is the media's quick response? Blame Trump, Fox News, and talk radio. So predictable, having ignored all of the incendiary, insane rhetoric that has now we've been chronicling for months. Get in their faces. You create a crowd. You follow them into restaurants and grocery stores and department stores, and you tell them they're not wanted anywhere anymore. Or just this weekend, a boulder sent through the office of Kevin McCarthy, the House Majority Leader, or Henry Kissinger, 90, however many years old, he has to take this. Or a guy banging his fist down on the table where Mitch McConnell and his wife, Elaine Chao, are actually eating, ripping food off their table, throwing it out the door, and creating a hostile environment. Not one Democrat, not one, has spoken up as Pam Bondi, Secretary Nielsen, Sarah Sanders, Mitch McConnell, Ted Cruz and his wife, and so many others run out of restaurants by their lunatic minion friends because of the hostile environment that has been created by the rhetoric of people like Maxine, you know, Spartacus Booker, Hillary, you can't be civil with them, Eric Holder kicked them, and even Barack Obama back in the day. I'm going to send Mr. Burgess out to tear Sean Hannity up, getting their faces. This is their rhetoric. Now, interesting, when the shooting happened at that ball field and Steve Scalise nearly lost his life, and it was a Bernie Sanders supporters, it turned out to be, I went out of my way to say, I don't blame Bernie Sanders because one nut that supports him, you know, decided to become violent. It's outrageous what they do. They do this every time. Their silence has been deafening in recent months and days. Anyway, Sean Spicer is with us, senior advisor spokesman for American First Action. and also former White House press secretary and the author of the book, The Briefing, Politics, the Press, the President. Chris Kobach is back with us, and he has penned a piece on the migrant caravan. He is the elected Secretary of State of Kansas, an expert in immigration. And by the way, he's been very successful in what he's doing. And I fully support your victory there in Kansas. It was a big win that you pulled out in the primary. And I hope the people of Kansas are smart enough to put you in that position. I know you'd be a great governor. Look, I don't know if we're going to get to this point. This caravan's growing. Mexico seems incapacitated, unwilling to do the job of securing their own borders, which they usually do a pretty good job of. They either put people in jail or throw them out immediately. But if they, in 4 weeks or whatever, make it to our southern border, and if anybody is to cross that border, or if they rush across that border as one, we don't have any choice. We will have to arrest them. That will be a crisis precipitated by people not respecting our laws. I don't want anybody to get hurt. If we had a wall up right now, Chris Kobach, we wouldn't have a problem.
We wouldn't have a problem. And also, if we had more states denying welfare benefits to illegal aliens, so we give $134 billion a year. Most of those are state public benefits to illegal aliens. You know, meanwhile, you've got governors like Governor Brown out in California giving more benefits. So it's a federal and a state response here. The feds have to build the wall and states have to stop handing out the goodies, which gives the illegal aliens assurance that if they can get in, they can come in and start gaining welfare benefits and while they're looking for a job.
Sean Spicer, you have quite a lot of incendiary rhetoric thrown in your direction. We'll get to that in a minute, but let's talk about what the options are here. I would think that it is the role of the Mexican government that they should be turning this caravan back. They seem unwilling or incapable of doing so. What should America's response be?
Well, I think America's response is exactly what the president has talked about, which is making sure that we protect our borders, our sovereignty, and our citizens. And that means ensuring that we know who's coming into our country, why they're coming in, and that they're not coming in with either nefarious reasons to either harm us or that they, you know, but there's a variety. I mean, the bottom line is the number one job of any president, of any elected official, is to protect his people. And the president's made very clear. And the one thing I said this the other day to someone, Sean, I want to be clear, and you'll agree with me, and I know Chris will agree as well. Don't tempt Donald Trump. Don't tempt him, because he's warned the Mexican government. He's warned Guatemala. He's told them that this is unacceptable. They need to do their job. Stop this from happening. And I think that if anything, people have seen over the last 2 years, when he gives you a warning, he means that there will be action afterwards if you don't reverse course.
Let me be very clear. I'm just going to assume, and I really believe, that probably 99% of the people in this caravan are good people. People that don't have a lot of opportunity in their own communities, countries. They want a better life for themselves and their families. I believe a lot of the aid we give to many, many countries is abused and it doesn't get to the people as it should. With that said, we have a legal process of doing so. But on the other hand, let's say it's only a small fraction of the many that are coming that have nefarious intentions for this country. We don't know. There's not one person that can vouch for anybody in that caravan. Nobody can vouch for anybody. And it would be unfair and a massive risk to the American people to allow people in unvetted, no idea what their point of view, a worldview happens to be, whether or not they have good or bad intentions for the United States. And I say that, Chris Kobach, assuming 99% of the people coming just want a better life.
Well, and that's a very good point. You know, and there's abundant evidence of terrorists using the traffic flow of illegal immigration across our southern border to get into the United States, going all the way back to before 9/11. People from countries where Al-Qaeda was active, now countries where ISIS is active, have used this flow, this migrant flow, to blend in. There's no question that that'll be the case again. But, you know, the other thing, Sean, that I wanted to point out is I think the Democrats have lost their grip on reality here. They're in the third stage of open border psychosis. Just follow this for a moment. In the 90s, the Democrats were pro-enforcement. Bill Clinton signed the Immigrant Reform Act of 1996, and they agreed with Republicans that we needed to deport those here illegally. Then in the 2000s, they became pro-amnesty, and they no longer wanted to deport. They wanted to grant amnesty to the 11 million plus here. Now, they are taking the position that they're cheering for illegal aliens before they even get here. They want them to come in and be part of the American society. It's gotten ridiculous. They're cheering for people before they're even here to become unlawfully present in the United States.
And when you play what I played earlier, it's amazing how all of these politicians, leaders of the Democratic Party, not that long ago, sounded a lot like Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Let me switch gears to these packages. The president said he spoke out about these despicable acts of terror. He said no expense will be spared. Whoever's responsible for sending these packages, it appears in some cases pipe bombs and powder, that they will be tracked down and the full force of the government will be coming down upon them, which is the right thing to say and do. But before that, Sean, we've seen a lot leading up to this. And what have we seen? We've been witnessing.
One quick point before I make, because I think you're making an excellent point. But one last thing: it only takes one, and that leads into what we're talking about today. You can have 99.9% be doing the right thing, but it only takes one to do the wrong thing. And I think that's what we need to remember through this whole process. And we saw that today. One person, or however many, we don't know, is now frightening and terrorizing thousands and thousands of people. And you know, I'm not making any connection, but the point that I'm making is that it doesn't mean you can get 99.9% of the people through or safely, but if we don't protect, get 100% right, people can be threatened or hurt. And I think that's the thing that we have to make sure that we're clear on.
All right, we'll take a quick break on this. We'll come back on the other side and talk about the president's comments. They will hunt down those people that have been sending these suspicious packages and powder and potential pipe bombs to varying politicians, one to CNN. This is not new. I've lived through this myself. I had one of my assistants at the time, poor Lee Sabbath, was in isolation. What was that, Linda, what, 8, 9, 10 hours one day, scared to death?
Yeah, it was horrible.
It was horrible because she opened up a letter sent to me with white powder in it. It's happened to Don Jr. and his family. We saw the shooting with Scalise, but we have been watching this ratchet up. Left-wing rhetoric has been insane, and we've heard nothing but crickets from the Democrats. We'll get to that. All right, so you know what a big fan of Liberty Safe I am. They are the number one safe manufacturer right here in the USA, and they've sold millions of their safes for good reason. And I've owned Liberty Safes long before they were advertisers because it's the best built safe on the planet. They lead the industry in technology innovation. They offer exclusive features like their military style locking bars and heat expanding fire seals that are second to none. And by the way, you can get installation as well. Plus all of their full size safes. They come with a lifetime warranty, and Liberty Safe truly makes an unbeatable product. And you can count on them to protect the things that matter to you most. In other words, things like your important papers, your valuables, firearms, things that you want to make sure nobody has the ability to get a hold of. And this month, Liberty Safe is offering some exciting promotions. Now, they are having their Frankenstein event. You can save hundreds on Liberty's customer favorite, Franklin Series, and I have that. And plus, you can save on Liberty's exclusive Reaper Series safe. So if you have cash, jewelry, documents, important papers, firearms you want to protect from thieves or fire, or you want to keep your family safe, well, they have the perfect antidote. And now's the best time to become a Liberty Safe owner. 12 months interest-free financing on approved credit. And check out all their special deals at libertysafe.com. Just go to their website, libertysafe.com. You won't regret it.
Sean's got more behind-the-scenes information.
More contacts than anybody.
More friends behind the curtain.
Sean Hannity is on.
Sean Hannity is on.
As we continue, Sean Spicer and Chris Kobach, who is currently a candidate to be the next governor of the great state of Kansas. Chris, let me start with you on this. So we've watched Sarah Sanders. We've watched Secretary Nielsen. We watched Pam Bondi, Sarah, in some cases with their families, Ted Cruz and his wife. multiple times Mitch McConnell and numerous other officials have been chased out of restaurants. We've heard the case Kevin McCarthy had a boulder thrown through his window. Henry Kissinger now attacked. And the rhetoric of Maxine Waters, create a crowd, get in their faces and follow people into grocery stores, gas stations, department stores. They're not wanted anywhere anymore. You tell them. And not a word, not a peep from the Democrats about all of the rhetoric and threatening conditions.
Yeah, it's isn't it interesting? They will criticize Donald Trump for a tweet or for having a tone that is slightly aggressive when he talks, and by that I mean critical in an argumentative sense. But meanwhile, you have this kind of protest politics of the left that they're just perfectly fine with. They don't care about civility. They don't, if anything, it's a sign that we are winning the argument on the right when they've got nothing left to do other than harass our public servants.
Listen, I feel for the people. I really do, because I know you've covered these cases as attorney general. And last word to Sean Spicer, I've lived through this myself. I know how tough this can be on these people and their families. It's horrible, and the president said he will spare no resources to find the people responsible.
Well, that's right. I mean, Sean, you've been covering this extensively for a long time now. The right has been targeted, and I think it's appalling when any American, when any citizen, when any person feels threatened, attacked, and potential violence, and I think we've got to stop. And the reaction, as you pointed out correctly, is amazing. The right's been denouncing this action for a long time. The left needs to come to the table and agree that this has got to stop.
I got to let it go there. Thank you, Sean Spicer. Good luck on Election Day. 13 days for Kris Kobach to be the next governor of Kansas. Thank you both for being with us. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. James O'Keefe, a new blockbuster undercover video. He'll explain. Senator Heitkamp, if she's reelected, says she'll be a super liberal. We'll explain that and more straight ahead. Hollywood is under siege from an external force. Now, the same Hollywood that sold the American dream, they are now making nightmares a reality. Many major films make choices to appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Now, you can join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in the Hollywood Takeover brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP exerts control over some of the major studios. Now, don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free at HollywoodTakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, HealthLock.com. Go there today. Hey, Sean Hannity here. If you're in a situation where you feel threatened, well, instinct, that might drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. But we all want to avoid the irreversible consequences of using deadly force. Now, enter the Byrner Less Lethal Pistol Launcher. It is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo. It can incapacitate any attacker for up to 40 minutes. It's legal in all 50 states. It requires no background checks, and it can be shipped right to your door. Go to their website, BYRNA.com/Hannity, right now, and you'll get 10% off.